much provoke. He, having left his lawful wife, led such a lewd and wicked life that he was clearly void of fear. The like of him you ne'er did hear. His sister was a lady fair, whole beauty shined beyond compare. A pious woman eke was she, and wedded to a high degree. At length he placed his chief delight in his fair sister's beauty bright, and likewise was resolved to try if she his will would satisfy. To her he went upon a day, and found her in the garden gay, where walking with her all alone, his base desires he made known. He being then with lust inflamed, it seems he wan't the least ashamed to tempt this fair and virtuous bride, but Christian-like she thus replied. You strike me with astonishment. The Lord forbid I should consent to such a hellish crying sin, which none but Sodom wallowed in. Dear brother, hear me what I say. Consider with yourself, I pray. Can you endure the pains of hell, or with eternal torments dwell? For that you may expect indeed, if true repentance now with speed does not God's gracious pardon gain, he scoffed at that with proud disdain. Said he, my loving sister dear, no God nor devil need you fear, for there is no such thing, I'm sure, nor any torments to endure. Though you are pleased to relate a story here of torments great, and of a latter judgment day, I'd not believe what any say. I know they are but fancies then, writ by the wiser sort of men, to keep poor silly souls in awe, I'll ne'er be governed by that law. Nay, further still he did reply, do not the least my suit deny, and then if any hell there be, the flames I will endure for thee. These words did so provoke the Lord, that straight he sent him his reward. For while his sister from him turned, a sulphurous fire round him burned. The fire flamed like brimstone blue, and straight above his knees it hew. All round him then on every side, then he with bitter howlings cried. Dear sister, now I wish in vain that I had not been so profane as to deny there was a God. I feel this day his burning rod. The lady then was in a fright to see this dreadful, dismal sight. No time at all she then delayed, but ran immediately for aid. With staves they came to pull him forth, but lo, his hands and fingers both was so benumbed and swelled withal, he could not help himself at all. He filled the skies with groans and cries, till his blasphemous tongue and eyes with anguish dropped out of his head. At length the wretch fell down for dead. The fire squenched when as he fell, his carcass sent for such a smell that no one could the place endure. Oh, this was heaven's vengeance sure. when sinful mortals dare deny the being of a deity, they may expect that in the end God will his fearful vengeance send. Let all blasphemers far and near that hath this sad relation here repent and bear these things in mind, so may thy grace and mercy find.